This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Hey Pentecost underscore Thursday underscore C. First posted July 22, 2010. Luke 10:38-40 to Mary and Martha. Paraphrase, Jesus entered a village, Bethany, just outside Jerusalem, and well-known women, Martha and her sister Mary, welcomed him into her home. Mary sat at Jesus' feet and listened to his teaching, but Martha was busy preparing and serving an elaborate meal. Frustrated, she asked Jesus if he didn't care that Martha's sister was not helping her. But Jesus told Martha that she was anxious and troubled by many things, whereas only one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her. Luke 10:40 to me. Commentary, according to Middle Eastern hospitality at the time, a host needed only to provide one simple dish. Martha thought she was showing her love for the Lord and serving him by preparing a more elaborate meal, but it was actually Mary who was showing her love for the Lord and serving him by listening to his teaching. Jesus corrected Martha gently out of love for her. It is an awful thing to let someone go uncorrected because we don't want to risk hurting their feelings or making them angry. We also need to be receptive to criticism so that we can change and grow to spiritual maturity. Proverbs 9:8 teaches us that wise people appreciate correction, but foolish people, scorners, hate it. There is a lesson for all of us here. Sometimes we get caught up in busyness, even in church-related activities. But the most important thing we can do and the best way to show our love for the Lord and serve Him is by listening to the Lord on a daily basis, and doing what He teaches, John 14:15. It is important to set aside a specific time each day to read a portion scripture, meditate and pray on it, listening to what the Lord wants you to hear and learn. If one has not read the entire Bible yet, that is the place to start. There are various Bible in 1 year reading plans, see free Bible study tools, sidebar, right? Then one should continue the habit, using devotional booklets published by their denomination, or by online resources such as My Daily Walk and chdtp://shepboli.snow.prohosting.com for additional lectionary and church year calendar resources. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jusus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14.